The DNR said last Friday that Foxconn's application appears to meet state and federal air pollution laws. The environmental group Clean Wisconsin says it's still reviewing that DNR notice, but Clean Wisconsin spokesperson John Drewson says he's concerned that much of southeastern Wisconsin doesn't meet proposed tougher federal limits for harmful ozone, and the Foxconn plant could make things worse.
When new emission sources come into an existing non-attainment areas, they are supposed to minimize their emission levels along with offsetting what they can't, with the goal of actually improving local air quality.
The DNR argues that the part of inland Racine County where Foxconn would be located is in compliance with the new ozone standard. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.